back to the show. It's 22 minutes past the hour. In 3 minutes, we get a chance to talk to Miss Shantae Moore of R&B Divas LA. Here's her brand new single, Jesus, I Want You, on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
New music.
We had Miss Dawn on, and now we have one of my favorite ladies in the whole wide world, Miss Shantae Moore. Yes, welcome to the Yolanda Adams Morning Show.
Thank you.
Amen.
First of all, I am very, very proud of all that you have been doing. You have not stopped touring. You have not stopped singing. You've not stopped writing. You just keep on moving, and I love that about you. We want to know, before we get into the R&B Divas LA and all of that kind of good stuff, what has been going on with the artist Shantae?
Well, I think you know what it's like just to be a writer at heart. I've kept a diary since I was 12 years old, and the things in my diary became poetry, and the poetry became music. Mm-hmm. So it's always been a part of my life to just continue to write, and I'm inspired by a song. And when I hear great music, instrumental usually is the way I get it. Is they give me some music, and I'm like, oh my God, I think about this, and this is what I thought, and this is what I wrote about that. And then I, keep making music. So through the years, even in the last 5 years before, I didn't have a deal. I wasn't really doing anything except, you know how we do. We work on weekends. I do. Mm-hmm. Going out there singing and supporting my house. I was just writing as I went along. I knew there was a lot that had happened in the last few years, and I wanted to write about it. I wanted to write without pressure from a record company or anybody else to say how it was going to be written. So I just kept writing, and I had about 8 songs when I signed with Shawnakie Records, and we were real sure about what direction we were heading. That's how the album kind of was made before I ever even got to the record company.
Mm. Well, we love that, because Jesus, I Want You is the single that we're playing.
Yeah.
Now, this particular song, what does it mean to you?
You know what? What's beautiful about this song is my sister wrote this song.
Mm-hmm.
She wrote it a few years ago, and when I heard it, it spoke to my heart because it was the sentiment of my heart. How I've looked for love and searched for love and longed to be in love and married and find the one. You know, mm-hmm. As women, I think we get stuck in this thing where we want to find the one, and it's going to be the one God sent me, and this is it. And I know it's it. Me and him, we go, this is it, the one God's done, and this is going to be perfect.
Right.
Love's going to be everything. It's going to fulfill mm-hmm. my need. And love can't do that just man to woman.
Right.
It can't do that alone. And I've learned the lesson of putting that first at times. And this song to me speaks of how that's beautiful, but it can't fulfill your real needs. It can give you great desire and, you know, fulfill a lot of things in your life, but really you need Jesus most. And that's what this song really speaks of. And I've come to the realization that no matter how hard I try, mm-hmm. there is nothing else that can take that space
right.
in your heart.
That lovely. The
yeah.
lovely. And I do mean the lovely.
Oh, speak, boy. Reverend.
Shante Moore joins us on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show. Shante's got a man or not right now.
Is it that doesn't even matter.
But you know what? I do have a little man. He's 10 years old.
Yeah, I was about to say yes. How is he doing?
He is so good. He's so tall. He's almost taller than me. His feet are bigger than mine. He's
Uh-oh.
Only 10. But he is just growing really fast. He's healthy and happy, and that makes me happy.
Oh, yes. That's Talk perfect. A little bit about R&B Divas LA and the experience and what it is that you want everybody to come to understand about Shante Moore.
Well, R&B Divas was a lot of fun. I was really glad that it was about music and entertainment and really having more to do with our careers than it is our day-to-day lives. I was glad they weren't following me around cooking dinner or whatever
right.
every day, because that really wasn't what I was about. So I'm really glad that it was about the music, and it was a good experience, pretty to myself most of the time. I have my family and my friends, and it's only a couple of those. So to branch out and allow the world kind of to see from day-to-day experiences how I really am. And most people didn't know I was a little bit goofy and that I like to eat as much as I do. I really love to eat. So that was a little weird to watch myself talk, because you don't see yourself talk as a singer. You get up, you sing 5 minutes, and you sit down.
Right.
Or you sing for half an hour and you sit down. It was really weird. It's really weird. I was trying not to be critical of myself from moment to moment, but I learned, you know, that you have to really let yourself just be you. And I think I want the world to know that that is real. You know,
right.
the situations weren't always comfortable, but nobody made anybody say nothing.
Yeah,
it is
right.
what we is. And, you know, there's good and bad and ugly in all of us.
Right.
And we have to deal with that part of it. And it's life. And we have to continue the journey in life and in the show. But I'm glad I did the show. I really am.
Well, Shante, I want to start off by saying I watch the show, me and my wife, as we lay in the bed. We watch R&B Divas. And you are my favorite diva. Now, let me say this.
Yes.
My wife loved Kobe Bryant. And I love you.
There it is.
She'll
yeah,
never
know.
Meet Kobe Bryant in all the gas business, but I am going to meet you.
Yes, sir. Look at God.
Look what God is doing in my life.
He loves taking over.
See, that's what I mean. See, that's why I say pray.
It's all right.
I told
it's
you when right. we first started this, I told you to pray.
So they ain't got no yeah.
And that's
see,
all right.
I trust you. You so trust me. You know me, right?
I would love to just take you home and yeah. tell my wife, look at y'all.
No.
The R&B Diva is here.
No.
Look at God.
Look at God.
Bring it right to your home.
No.
This is reality
great
TV.
For who?
Yes.
I said no 10 times.
Okay.
Okay,
oh.
okay there
yes,
you Shante go.
Got to come in the studio next time.
Yes, please.
There you have it. There it is.
I'll come and go. But I got to go home.
Amen.
We'll let God work that out.
I mean,
cross that bridge when we get there.
Hey,
we get there.
Hey,
just get here.
Now, Shante, you know, you have so many fans out there. How can they stay in contact with you?
Well, my website is iamshantemoore.com, where you can order the album or look at whatever whatever it is that's on my website. From day to day, I'm usually on Twitter because it's the easiest thing to do from my telephone. It's time at I am Shantae Moore on Twitter. And I do Instagram most of the time, unless my camera gets full in my phone and I can't take no pictures. What's up with that? I mean, you can't make new room in your phone. I don't like that about iPhone. iPhone needs to fix that. Thank you very much. Shantae Moore is just regular Shantae Moore on Facebook. It's the fan page and the regular page on there.
She is the one and only Miss Shantae Moore. Woo! Thank you for being on the Yolanda Adams Morning Show, beautiful.
Thank you, Yolanda.